Senator Brad Hawkins from the 12th Legislative District is joining us on the program today. Senator Hawkins, appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Senator, you are the ranking member on the Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee. You are also someone who has served on the school board. You have your you have a significant amount of experience with education, and you've got a bill right now, Senate Bill 5147, a bipartisan bill that just made it out of committee last week, is going to, I believe, go in front of the Budget Committee, and it's going to alter, it could alter, if it passes into law and is signed by the governor, could alter the way education is approached in the state of Washington. It's a pretty exciting bill. Talk to us a little bit about it. Where did the inspiration for this come from?
Well, thanks, Rob. I am excited about it, and I am glad it was approved unanimously by the Senate's Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee. My lead co-sponsor is the chair of the committee, Senator Lisa Wellman, out of the 41st District in Mercer Island. You know, the idea is something that I've thought about for a number of years, but basically really driven out of this COVID pandemic. You know, the whole issue about learning loss is kind of this new terminology among the educational community, and it has to do with this less than ideal remote learning that we've all been experiencing, those of us who have kids in school, and then the lack of in-person, in-building instruction that is available currently and throughout the state of Washington. So, you know, this whole idea of learning loss is a big, big issue, and how we're going to catch up the students in our K-12 system to their pre-pandemic academic trajectory is a big, big issue. I think for a lot of the students, it's going to take them a number of years in our K-12 system and potentially into our K-20 system in higher ed for them to fully catch up. So I really have this idea of, you know, if we were to redesign the school calendar today, you know, how would we do it? And I came to the conclusion that we would never really design it to take a three-month break every summer. And what happens when we take that three-month break is we have learning loss that occurs every year anyway as a result of the summer break, even pre-pandemic, and that forces a bunch of reteaching every September before we can move on to the school year. And the state of Washington invests about $26 billion every 2 years. Half of the state's operating budget funds K-12 education. And so from a return on the taxpayer perspective, I just think we got to think about some transformational changes in our educational system. So I came up with this idea. The state of Washington funds school districts on 180 days per year. And what if we created a little bit of an incentive from the state to encourage school districts to spread those 180 funded days over a longer period of time? And so that might require some 3 week breaks throughout the year and maybe a longer winter break. But ultimately, when it comes to the summertime, they might only take a 4 week break or a 6 week break rather than 3 months. And what would that do to students in terms of getting them caught up with their academic progress? So that's kind of the gist behind the bill.
We're talking with Senator Brad Hawkins from the 12th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line News Radio, 610 KONA.
Senator Hawkins, many other states have tried and even still have the year-round school concept enacted. What are you hearing from your constituents or even just anybody from around the state, pro or con, with this proposal that you put forth?
Yeah, well, it's really kind of a little bit of a mixed bag. You know, I'll acknowledge that our society is so accustomed to the current school calendar. But, you know, really, it goes back, speaking that I'm on the Ag Network, but it goes back to our agrarian economy many years ago when families needed their kids to take a long break every summer to help on the farm. And, you know, while I'm from a farming community, we still support that. What's so interesting is now it's become so commonly accepted that the nine-month school calendar goes largely unquestioned when it comes to state policy. So I'm putting this out there to encourage everybody to think big and to think differently. If there's ever a time with this pandemic, as we prepare to pull out of this pandemic, to think differently about learning loss and our educational delivery system and how to be the most efficient with our tax dollars, I think now's the time. But to your question, you know, there are a lot of adult issues with this. I mean, we have collective bargaining agreements for the school districts with their teachers' unions and administrator groups and everything. They'd have to work through that. There would be, you know, some potential student care, child care issues. There obviously would need to be a community discussion with the school board and the community for school districts that want to approach their calendar differently. But what my bill does is it creates that incentive for school districts. And it says, if you choose to explore an alternative school calendar, then you'll receive a financial incentive to do that on a per student basis. And it is a pretty significant incentive. So right now, the state of Washington has 295, nearly 300 school districts across the state. My bill would create a pilot project for 30 school districts, 15 from Western Washington, 15 from Eastern Washington, and they could voluntarily apply to be a part of this program. And if they're selected, then they would receive the financial incentive, but they'd go through this program for 2 years. And after that 2 years, the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction would collect feedback and report to the legislature. And presumably, the school districts that choose to apply and pursue this program would have had plenty of time, about a year or so as built into the bill, to have those important community conversations about whether they'd want to transition to a year-round school and community conversations about how they'd want to structure their calendar a little differently, and hopefully some outreach to their union groups locally so we can get through some of the adult issues and focus on the kids.
You mentioned OSPI. What's the feeling by Chris Reichdahl on this plan?
Yeah, he's very supportive. In fact, after I had sponsored the bill and introduced it, the Superintendent of Public Instruction sent a letter to the governor and the legislature, I think it was January 8th, so it was just before session, outlining what he called 10 strategic changes for the state of Washington schools. And, you know, I try my best to read through everything that he sends, and one of the strategic changes was rebalancing the school calendar, having a more balanced school calendar over the full 12-year period. And so the news release that I shared just after the bill was approved by the committee does include a quote, a supportive quote from Superintendent Reichdahl, and he and his staff are helping me advocate for this bill as it will potentially go before the Senate Ways and Means Committee, which controls the budget. So obviously there's a little bit of a fiscal component to this, but the way I try to look at it is, as legislators, we're in the carrots and sticks business, okay? You can do things a couple different ways. I prefer the carrots. And if we want to encourage school districts to think differently, let's dangle some carrots out there and try to do it, because currently, school districts have the ability now to apportion their 180 days differently, but they choose not to. And there could be some valid reasons they choose not to, but I think with the right financial incentive, we might be able to really do something differently to help us with the COVID pandemic learning loss that I talked about, but also that annual pre-pandemic learning loss that occurs every summer and into September.
We're talking with Senator Brad Hawkins from the 12th Legislative District here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 at KONA. Now, Senator Hawkins, this isn't a new idea. I mean, I can remember when I was in high school in the 80s, there was discussion about going to a year-round school year because of some of the things you've already mentioned, the loss of retention and things like that. But as we look at this, and we're bringing this concept now maybe closer to reality in Washington State, you talked about some of the potential pushback that could exist. When we look at the remote learning situation right now, we are seeing pushback, not from OSPI, not even from Governor Inslee. Both are saying the science supports going back to school. The pushback that we are seeing isn't from the students. We're seeing the pushback from the unions. So how do we get to a point where we know that the current situation healthily supports in-school learning at all levels of high school or all levels of school in a healthy aspect, but the unions are playing politics with this? So how do you see potentially this playing out, and the unions, how much politics do you see being played on their end to try and prevent this from coming to pass?
Well, interestingly enough, and those are really good questions, the union, the Washington Education Association, I believe actually testified in support of my original bill. And one of the differences in the way my bill is structured versus the way some other states have attempted to do it is I actually create a financial incentive for the school districts to do that. And if there is a financial incentive to do that, and out of fairness, if teachers are accustomed to having the summer break, and then they're being asked to not have a summer break, you know, they need to be compensated for that time. And so my bill sort of factors in the possibility that they could. Also, if school districts are looking at providing services on a year-round basis and not essentially being able to shut down their operations for 3 months, there could be some extra transportation costs. There could be some extra food service costs. There could be some extra utility costs. And so I'm trying to help them offset that and make it worth their while. Some of the other proposals, maybe in the state legislature in past years or in other states, they try to add days. That's another difference. They try to say, well, currently we fund 180 days, so let's fund 210 days. Well, guess what, you guys? When you fund 30 extra school days for 295 school districts, and K-12 education is already half of the spending in the state of Washington, it blows the budget up. Okay, so what my approach is, well, let's think of it a little bit differently. Let's take those 180 days that the state currently funds, and let's create an incentive to encourage you to spread out those days over 11 months instead of 9 months, or 12 months instead of 10. And so I think it will encourage school districts to think a little bit differently. I'm encouraging my colleagues to think a little bit differently, because if anything from this pandemic, we've learned now is the time to think differently. Now is the time to think big and think about some transformational changes that could help students. You know, in addition to being a former school board member, as you mentioned, and serving on the education committees, I'm also a parent, and I have two kids in middle school, and I've seen how much they've regressed during this pandemic. And so if there is ever a time in our state history to do something different, to explore doing something different on a voluntary basis among the willing, I think now is the time. And I get a sense that maybe my legislative colleagues agree with that. And if I can structure it in a way that is fiscally realistic, it might just happen.
Now, one more question for you, Senator Hawkins, before we let you go, and we appreciate your time this afternoon. One of the things we've heard through COVID and the reopenings is, well, this level of education will benefit, but this will not. So early learning kids will benefit more. High school kids, well, they could do remote, so on and so forth. Is there anything like that in your bill, or do you believe that this approach will work for all levels of education in each district? It'll work for K through six, middle school, and through high and for high school as well.
I think it'll work for everybody, but especially it'll work for the younger students. Just think about those students who are struggling to read and to write in those early primary years. If they just get around to the concept of learning to read and write, and then they take 3 months off, that's terrible. We'd never design it that way. So I think there's a real opportunity to do things differently. And also, one of the ways I've structured the bill is it only the school districts that would be eligible to apply for this pilot project would be school districts that have at least 50% free and reduced lunch students across their school district, which is largely most of the school districts in Eastern and Central Washington, by the way. But if we think about it, a lot of the research, the early research, is that the COVID learning loss in the pandemic is disproportionately having a negative impact on the lower socioeconomic students because they don't have the in-home supports that other upper and middle class students might have. And so by drawing the bill towards school districts that have at least 50% free and reduced lunch, I think helps us address the disproportionate negative impacts resulting from the COVID learning loss. So I really think, you know, it's gaining some momentum. There's a lot of challenges with this remote session, but I'm hopeful to keep the bill still moving. And I just heard today that it's quite possible that the bill will become a priority among Senate Republicans and maybe also, as you mentioned, Senate Democrats as well. We do have bipartisan support, and we even have some of the highest level of leaders in the state Senate signed on as co-sponsors. So I am optimistic and I'm hopeful because I think our students deserve it.
Senator Brad Hawkins of the 12th Legislative District, ranking member of the Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee. Thank you very much for your time, sir. Best of luck with Senate Bill 5114 as it moves forward. And we look forward to speaking with you again, cross our fingers, when it passes.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks so much for having me.